Happy Easter, everyone. Jesus Christ is risen. Alleluia. Truly, He is risen. Alleluia. This is the very same Jesus who proclaimed Himself to be the Son of God, who taught us to reject sin in our own lives and to really live for the kingdom of God. He is the one who worked miracles, who defeated the demons, who forgave sinners, raised the dead. The same Jesus who was rejected and despised, acquainted with infirmity, and crucified. The same Jesus who died upon the cross and was buried. Now He is risen. He is alive. Upon His death, the world, the flesh and the devil, thought that He was gone for good, and in a way tried to convince everyone that it was a mistake to follow the gospel of the Lord Jesus. But He is alive. He rises from the dead. He truly rises from the dead. And He doesn't just live on in people's memories. He truly does live on. His body rose up in the glory of the resurrection. He lives again in His body, and death has no more power over Him. Jesus, our Lord, by His resurrection, gets the last word. He is the Lord, Almighty God. He wins. His teaching is truly valid and must be listened to by all generations. If we follow Him, if we follow the Lord Jesus, we are on the right path. That's what His resurrection proves to us, that we were right to say yes to the Lord, to really accept the gift of our baptism. We are right to live for Him, to live for heaven. By His resurrection, Jesus shows us that true life is only found in Him, that new life that is always new and never gets old. True life and happiness is found in following the Lord. Christ is risen. Truly He is risen. Alleluia. Each year we enter into the mystery of Christ, this great Paschal mystery, His suffering, death, and resurrection. It's the most important reality in all of human history because it's the reality of our salvation before God. The spirit of evil tries to convince people to abandon Christ, to reject His gospel, to live in sin, to avoid the grace of God. We saw this in the life of Jesus, how the spirit of evil tried to lead people away from Christ, to reject Him. But the spirit of evil continues to do this today. That's why each year, indeed every Sunday, we enter once again into the mystery of Christ's resurrection and glory. The spirit of evil on a worldwide scale tries to get people to reject the gospel. We can think, for example, of the brutal persecution and torture of people simply because they are Christians happening in many countries. Make no mistake, this is in opposition to the gospel. Those who are responsible for these crimes against humanity are doing them because they don't like the gospel of the Lord Jesus. On a national scene, the evil spirit is present in a strange situation of absolute bitter intolerance for the gospel in the public square, where even in our own country, the wisdom of God, the wisdom that has proved to be valid and useful down to the ages, is not permitted in dealing with the issues and priorities of society, especially with things such as the dignity of human life, the life of the unborn, the sick, and the elderly, the truth about marriage, family, and the gift of human sexuality, the truth and value of religious freedom. Here the spirit of evil wants to keep Christ away. And on a personal level, the spirit of evil confronts us with all manner of temptations, temptations to doubt God whenever we experience the great trials and sufferings and injustices of our life's journey. Temptations to question the teaching of the church brought on either by a majority opinion or by hypocrisy within members of the church. But Jesus Christ is risen. Truly He is risen. And He conquers the evil spirit. We don't have to bow down in fear before the spirit of evil. We bow down in awe before the spirit of Christ who is alive. Jesus conquers all evil, sin, and death. And therefore, brothers and sisters, we can trust in Him. In the world, we will have trouble, but Jesus Christ has conquered the world. If the world and evil and death seem to be in the positions of power, we know the truth. Christ is in the position of power because He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is our Savior. On Good Friday, it seemed that evil was victorious. In fact, one could walk away from the cross feeling despair. But the full truth of the matter, on Good Friday, when Jesus uttered his final cry and took his last breath, that was the beginning of the end of the power of darkness. Christ robbed the interior power of evil of its power and proved that the light of God is far more real and stronger. Christ is risen. Evil only seemed to be victorious on Good Friday, and by his Easter resurrection, Jesus is proving to us that he is victorious. Now we know that Jesus Christ is Lord, and we can trust in him. In him, we too are victorious. Beginning at our baptism, indeed with every sacrament we receive, and when we pray and listen to the scriptures and trust in the Lord, we are entering once again and again into this victory that Christ has. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Truly he is risen, and he has become our hope. Dear brothers and sisters, as we celebrate with joy the real resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, let us remember that he knows us. He knows our life's journey, and he suffered and died and rose for each of us. May we accept this gift of his life, of his power, and his love by trusting in his word, loving him, and loving one another. God bless you.